From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an update on the investigation into the outbreak of mad cow disease. But first, the government today says it is banning the herbal weight loss supplement Ephedra. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson spoke about the decision earlier at a news conference in Washington.
The regulation that FDA will be publishing will set a new significant legal precedent that will enable Americans to have access to dietary supplements while enabling FDA to be able to protect consumers from adulterated products.
This is one of the first bans imposed on a dietary supplement. According to a recent study by Johns Hopkins University, an estimated 1.8% of Americans have taken products containing ephedra in order to lose weight. Joining us now to discuss the ban is Guy Gugliotta. He's a reporter who's covered the ephedra story for The Washington Post. Guy, what reasons has the government given for this ban?
Well, I think there's accumulated evidence that ephedra is and can be a very dangerous stimulant. It is a natural substance, but the government has taken the step, I think, with Tommy Thompson's push to ban ephedra and then see what happens, because it's not altogether clear whether the ban will be able to hold.
You mentioned that ephedra is a natural product. Tell me a little bit more about it. What exactly is it and how does it work?
Well, it's a shrub. It grows widely in the United States, grows widely in the West. It originally came over from China, where it's called Ma Wang, and it's used there as a to dilate your lungs if you have a cold. What it does is it speeds up your metabolism and enables you to burn more calories at a faster rate. It also stresses, in doing so, it stresses your heart, and it can also prompt severe adverse reactions of kinds that have been sort of explored in the literature but not really officially documented over the past 10 years.
But there have been reports in the press of people attributing deaths to ephedra. Is there hard evidence for that?
Well, hard evidence is sort of in the eye of the beholder. The industry will say that in most of these cases, in fact, they may still say that in all of these cases, the evidence is not conclusive. For opponents of ephedra, the evidence was conclusive 15 years ago. What we can say, I think, is that there are very strong links to unexplained deaths, to overtly healthy people who have been taking ephedra. And I think that most scientists today believe that it is a stimulant that is subject to abuse. And I don't think health authorities quite understand the kinds of side effects and the frequency of the side effects that ephedra can cause.
What response from the manufacturers? Are they going to try to fight this ban?
My gut feeling is that they will not. The ban today, this national ban, is coming on the heels of quite a number of state bans, including California and New York. So ephedra's been on everybody's blacklist for quite some time. And so this is sort of the ultimate piece of the puzzle. Should the industry contest this in court and possibly win, that would probably prompt, or could prompt, Tommy Thompson and the FDA to seek changes in the law that governs the regulation of dietary supplements. I don't think that the dietary supplement industry will want to risk that.
Guy Gugliotta is a reporter for The Washington Post. Guy, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure.